From Spark and Anvil and Wonderforge, this is Encore, in Chapter 1 of the Wonderforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The living room had gone quiet, and Encore stood at the little table with a paper cup and an index card, waiting for the right moment. They were a Mockingbird kid, quick, precise, amber-gold feathers with soft violet stripes, and they moved like every step was part of a show. They filled the cup with water, set the card flat on top, took a breath, and watched the room instead of the cup, because the room was the real trick. "Watch closely," Encore said. Then, in one smooth motion, they flipped the cup upside down. The water stayed inside. The card clung to the rim like it had been glued. A kid in the front gasped. A grown-up leaned forward. Somebody's little sister clapped both hands over her mouth. Encore let the gasp hang there for exactly 1 second. They had practiced that second, that specific length of quiet. And then they smiled. That's the surprise. Now here's the part I like better. They set the cup down and pointed at the card. "The air around us pushes up on this card harder than the water pushes down. All this air we're standing in, it's like a giant invisible ocean, pressing from every side. It holds the card up, but only if the seal is perfect." They lifted a pin. "Watch what happens when it isn't." They poked a tiny hole. The card dropped. The water splashed into a bowl waiting underneath. The room burst out laughing and clapping, and Encore bowed. And the bowing felt good, but not as good as the moment when three kids in the front started whispering, "Wait, so if I sealed it tighter..." That was the part Encore lived for. Not the gasp, the whisper after. Encore hadn't always understood the whisper mattered more than the gasp. When they were small, they'd loved surprising people. They'd learned a coin trick, a real sleight of hand one, and they'd shown it to everyone again and again and never told anyone how. It felt powerful holding the secret. People would beg, "How did you do that?" And Encore would just grin and shrug, and for a while, that grin was the best feeling in the world. Then, one afternoon, their cousin, littler than them, watched the coin trick for the fifth time and started to cry. Not a big cry, a small, frustrated one. "I'll never be able to do it," the cousin said. "You're just better than me." Encore froze. That wasn't what they'd meant at all. They sat down next to their cousin, and for the first time, they showed the secret, slowly. The way the coin tucked into the fold of the palm, where the eyes were supposed to go so nobody looked at the hand. And a strange thing happened while Encore was explaining. They suddenly understood the trick better than they ever had. Saying it out loud made every fuzzy part sharp. The cousin tried it, dropped the coin, tried again. On the sixth try, it worked, and the cousin's whole face lit up like a window at night. Encore never forgot that light. The secret hadn't made them smaller by giving it away. It had made two of them who knew it instead of one, and it had made Encore, somehow, know it more. Encore walked to Wonderforge at 11 because it was a place full of people who liked the how as much as the wow. Margle, who ran the demos, met them at the door and didn't ask for a resume. Marvel just asked, "Can you show me something?" Encore didn't reach for a fancy trick. They picked up a rubber band off the desk, stretched it, and pressed it against their upper lip. "Feel this," they said, holding it out. "Stretch it fast and touch it to your lip. It feels warm. Let it relax slow, and it feels cool. Try it." Marvel tried it, blinked. "Huh, it does." "That's the surprise," Encore said. "The science is that stretching the rubber crowds the molecules, and they let off heat. Now..." They handed Marvel the band. "Your turn. Explain it back to me while you do it, and then you'll actually know it." Marvel laughed, stretched the band, and explained it back, fumbling a little, then getting it clean. "There," Encore said. "Now you understand it. Before, you'd just seen it. Marvel looked at them for a long moment. You belong here. Encore's corner of Wonderforge was always the loudest, because it was always full of kids trying things instead of watching them. A boy came in one day, discouraged. He'd learned the whole air pressure demo, could recite it, air, ocean, and seal and all, but at the school science fair, he'd frozen up and gotten it tangled and felt like a fake. "I knew it," he said. "I just couldn't do it in front of people." Encore nodded like this was the most normal problem in the world. "Then you knew it a little, not all the way yet." They set a cup, a card, and a bowl on the table. "Do it for me. Just me. No crowd." He did. It worked. "Good. Now do it again. But this time, talk me through it while your hands are moving. Every step. Out loud." He tried. It was clumsy at first. The words and the hands wouldn't line up. Water went everywhere. But Encore didn't fix it for him, just waited. And on the third try, the words and the hands finally moved together, and the card held, and the boy heard himself explain the seal at the exact instant his fingers made it. "Oh," he said softly. "Oh, it's the same thing. Saying it and doing it." "That's the whole secret," Encore said. "First you show it. That's the gasp. Then you explain it while you do it again. That's when you really get it. Then you let somebody else try. And now it's theirs too." They handed him the pin. "You didn't fail at the fair. You just hadn't taught it to anybody yet. You can't fully know a thing until you've handed it to someone else and watched them catch it." The boy grinned, poked the hole, and laughed when the card dropped. Late that afternoon, when the workshop had emptied out, the boy lingered by the door with one more question. "Doesn't it bother you?" he asked. "Giving all the secrets away? Anybody could learn them now." Encore thought about their cousin, years ago, and the window-lit face, and the strange fullness of knowing something more the moment you gave it away. "That's the best part, not the bad part," they said. "A secret you keep just sits in you, quiet. A secret you teach comes alive. It's in you and them, and somehow there's more of it, not less." They looked out at the empty tables. "Wonder isn't a thing a few clever people own. It's a thing you can learn to make. Gasp at it, wonder about it, dig into the how, then hand it on. And when the person you handed it to lights up..." They stopped, because their throat had gone a little tight, in the good way. "That light," they finished quietly, "that warm, full, passed it on feeling in your chest, that's how you know it finally, truly landed. Not when you can answer a question about it, when you can hand it to someone and watch it become theirs." The boy nodded and went out into the evening, and Encore stayed a moment longer, feeling the warmth settle, keeping the last of the day's small gasps folded safe inside them.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Encore. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.